This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Senate lawmakers are currently weighing a bill that would change the state's forfeiture laws. Currently in New Hampshire, 45% of the money and assets seized in a drug bust are put in a special fund used to help law enforcement continue to fight drug crimes. But some lawmakers want this money to be put into the general fund. They say giving police officers who collect this money the authority to then go out and spend it creates a conflict of interest. Here with me now to break down this dilemma is NHPR reporter Paige Sutherland. Good afternoon, Paige.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Peter.
So how much money is actually collected in these drug seizures and where is it going?
So on average, about $50,000 to $60,000 a year is collected across the state. And basically the breakdown of this is 45% of that money goes to the law enforcement agency that actually made that drug bust. The other 45% goes to the state's Department of Justice, who then use that to fund their drug task force. And then 10% goes to the Department of Health and Human Services, who then uses that money for drug prevention and drug treatment. And basically, law enforcement have been very vocal that they like the law that's already on the books and say that they rely on this money to battle the drug crisis that our state is currently going through.
And this new piece of legislation seeks to change all that.
Yeah, so basically, the heart of the legislation wants to make sure this money does not get put directly into the law enforcement hands. They want it to go directly into the general fund to get rid of this conflict of interest. And basically, the prime sponsor, Representative Dan McGuire, says that when you allow police to take that money and then use it to their own benefit, it creates this pressure for police officers to make more busts, because essentially, the more busts they're going to make, the more money their agency is more or less going to get. And so he wants to remove this conflict of interest and just put this money into the legislature's hand, into the general fund. And this isn't something that we're the only state looking at. If we pass this, we'll join 7 other states that have this similar notion that zero money of the seizure money would go directly into the hands of law enforcement. Another key thing that it seeks to change is how law enforcement obtain these assets and then turn it into forfeiture money. Currently, under the statute, police officers can obtain these assets and then go forward with the forfeiture process if the person has been suspected of a crime or arrested. They do not have to be convicted. So basically, this bill would make sure that this forfeiture process would basically be frozen until that conviction is made. And this is something the New Hampshire ACLU is very adamant about, saying, you know, we don't know if this person committed a crime to obtain this property, so we're violating someone's civil liberties if we take it and then use it and then go spend it.
Help me understand this conflict of interest here, because the motivation police have right now is to simply do their jobs. If they do their jobs, they get this particular reward. How is that a conflict of interest? It's not giving them any kind of motivation to do something other than their job.
Basically, this conflict of interest that the prime sponsor is worried about is he believes it creates this practice of what he calls policing for profit. He thinks that this fund would push police officers to make more drug busts, because the more drug busts you make, essentially, the more forfeiture dollars you would bring in, thus the more money your agency would have. And he's saying we don't have this fund for anything else. You know, police officers can't make more trespassing arrests or more defacing property arrests and thus bring in more money to their agency. So basically, the bill backers are worried that police are focusing too heavily on drug busts because they get something out of it, as opposed to focusing on the other crimes where they wouldn't have this forfeiture money in play. But when I asked the bill backers whether, you know, this has been a problem with police officers or police departments across the state, they were very short. They didn't have any numbers or examples. There was one example, actually, that they cited, and it was a case in 2004, and it's still under investigation. So it seems as though this conflict of interest that the backers are worried about doesn't really seem to be a problem in New Hampshire.
So if this money that law enforcement had been relying on is suddenly taken away, is there anything to make up for that in this bill or elsewhere?
Yeah, so backers of the bill basically say this is $50,000 to $60,000 a year. This is peanuts compared to what the state allocated to fight this drug epidemic. And so they think it's not enough money to really cry about. But then police have said that they disagree. And so the House passed an amendment recently that would say the attorney general's office needs to ask the legislature to put more money in their budget that would go towards these drug busts, and then also would create a special fund, $5,000 a year, that would go towards prevention and treatment. So that's kind of trying to make up for this fund that would be eliminated through this bill. But law enforcement are still not happy. They think that a money request from the legislature isn't a guarantee, and they're not going to sit around while people are dying and wait for the legislature to request more funds. especially when they said, you know, last year 400 people died from an overdose. We need that money and we need it now.
Recently, the federal government changed its forfeiture laws. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Basically, what this makes sure happens is that local law enforcement who help out in drug busts with the federal government are given a piece of that seizure money. And so this is something that was suspended last year when the federal government had some issues balancing its budget. And this is a big win for local law enforcement. We have the Manchester police chief, Nashua police chief, who has been very vocal that they rely on this money for salaries, for equipment, for training. And so getting this money, which New Hampshire gets about $1 million a year through this federal forfeiture money, is crucial to fighting this drug crisis.
So where is this bill heading now?
So it passed the House last month. It had its first public hearing in the Senate today. It will then have to be voted out of committee and then on the Senate floor. But Governor Maggie Hassan has already said if this bill reaches her desk, she will veto it. She has been urging throughout the past year that this is the state's worst drug crisis in recorded history. We should be putting more money towards fighting this rather than taking it away.
NHPR's Paige Sutherland, thank you very much.
Thank you.